yesterday's discussion, the Machlokes of Bnei Shulam and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Yisai, this whole discussion centers around the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if somebody burns down someone else's silo, for that matter, somebody burns on someone else's thing on Shabbos. So we say, come lebe derabba mine, because we say, I'll call Shibayles is a meaning. That's what it says in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi itself would be pretty simple. Except that the Yerushalmi Rabbi Akiva Eiger seem to have two ways of applying this Yerushalmi. Just to review for a minute, the Yeshua says that just like the Yerushalmi says that when you burn down a silo, kol shibaylus or shibaylus is a chiyuv. So we say, come lebe derabba mine on every single part of the burning. And you put the famamin on every single part of the burning. The same thing by bia. There's a tchilas bia and a saif bia. And we still say a kol shibaylus or shibaylus, or a kol chelik of the bia is an einish of malchus. And the neila we say kam lebe derabba mine, even on the tchilas bia and even on the saif bia, it doesn't matter. We say kam lebe derabba mine in all the parts. And that is the Yeshua's understanding, and the Yeshua chayre is very glad. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says Yerushalmi is only true by chiyuvei misa. By things that are chayav misa, like Shabbos, where somebody burns down a god, this is chayav misa. Chiyuvei misa, we say, I'll call shibaylos v'shibaylos, and every part that you burn, you're chayav misa. So we say, come and raminate all along. But he says, the chiyuvei malchus is not that way. The chiyuvei malchus, on the first part, the tchilas via, we taka say, come lebe derabba mine. But on the second part, we don't say, we shouldn't say tchila kam lei deramine, because malchus is different. Because malchus even b'shegeg, we don't malchus b'shegeg. You don't say kam lei. You only say kam lei on chiyuvei. Only if there's actually an einish, and therefore the einish is on the beginning, and the einish is not on the end, and therefore on the end is a p'tor. The p'tor from malchus and mele is a chiyuvei. This is the machlokes that we had yesterday between the kivayger and the bnei Yeshua. The question is to understand the machlokes. There are probably a number of ways to understand what the nekudas machlokes is. And I think the simplest way to understand the machlokes is the Rebbe Chanan does. The Rebbe Chanan, the kavod shiurim chelak beis, simin yod, ois beis. Rebbe Chanan understands that the machlokes for the kivayger and the bnei Yeshua is when a person does an aveira that includes within it many parts, each part of which could be chayav and einish. Is that, do we look at that as one big ma'aseh aveira, or do we look at it as separate? Do we break it apart and look at it separate? The mashal that Rebbe Chanan brings. Let's say someone is a nazir and he's drinking wine. He drinks a whole cup of wine. So a cup of wine could have in it, let's say, five revias. So he drinks a cup of wine, they give him asaraz, don't drink the wine, but you get malchus, as against malchus. He drinks the whole cup of wine. What does he get malchus for? He only gets one malchus. A nazir, you give him a straw and he drinks a cup of wine, he gets one malchus. Even though he drank 15 ounces, it doesn't matter, he still gets one malchus. Why? That's two ways to look at it, obviously. Either he gets malchus for... Either he gets malchus for the first revius. He gets malchus for the first revius. Well, he gets malchus for the whole shniyah. What's wrong with Stavr? What's the Gemara say? Regarding? by being by or five women with a dinner of kufa machalakim, it could be different. But if one here, one cup of wine, right? You drink one cup of wine, one cup.
He's
only chayav for one. Question: why? So what's that mean? It's chayav for one aveira means one aveira drinking this whole big cup, or one aveira the first pot he drank.
What?
He's chayav once on everything, or once on the beginning of what he did.
Once on everything.
So what Rabbi Chanan shows is that it's machlokes rishayim. He says that Rashi shita is that you chayav only on the first reviyas. Because Rashi says, well, the first reviyas is Teich Dei Dibur of your Hasra. Someone gave the note to Hasra, don't drink, you're going to get milk. So he drank first, it's Teich Dei Dibur of the Hasra. The rest of it, he drank, was ready after Teich Dei Dibur of the Hasra. So Rashi's Lashon is, he could say, I forgot the Hasra. So he only gets Malkus for the beginning, the very first reviyas that he drank. So he drinks this whole a cup of wine, he gets only Malkus for the very first review. Tosis disagrees. Tosis holds. This person can't say, I forgot. Can't say, I forgot. What is every Tekedei Dibur, if you start something, Tekedei Dibur, the whole mice is considered to be Tekedei Dibur. If you drink the reviews, you'd slip it, sip it slowly. It would take more than Tekedei Dibur. It'd also be Chayim. So therefore, Tosis holds no. Tosis says, you get one Malkus for the whole, everything you did. It's all one nicer, it's all one good. One cup of wine that you drank at one time. And you get one punishment for the entire thing that you did. So that's Rabbi Chanan, that's the Machlokes of Akiva Eger and the Pnei Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva Eger looked at it like Rashi. Rabbi Akiva Eger looked at it, look, Chilas, that's what you're getting Malkus. You're getting Malkus with Chilas Bia. Seif Bia. Seif Bia is like Shagigim. You could say, I forgot the Asra. Seif Bia is like Shagigim. And by Shagig, by Chayvi Malkus Shagigim, we say that you have to pay. You don't say Kavlai. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, look, in his Kashan today, Yeshua looked at it the way Rashi looks at it. That Rabbi Akiva Eger looked at it that when you do a Bia, even though you're doing a whole Bia, your Chiyuv is on Chilas Bia. So since your Chiyuv is on Chilas Bia, so Mimela, he said that you say that Mimela, Pnei Yeshua is wrong. Pnei Yeshua says on Seif Bia, you should say Kamlei. It's not true. It's only Tchilas Bia. Pnei Yeshua looked at it that no, your Chiyuv is for the whole Bia. Tchilas Bia and Seif Bia. Like somebody drinks five reviews of wine in one shot. First does a Bia, it's all one Bia in one shot. And the Megla, the whole thing is something that's a fee of mouth. So Megla like to play Yeshua, even at the Seif Bia, you say, come later, they're out of the neck. My Shane came, by Rabbi Akiva Eger, he's saying that Seif Bia you shouldn't say. And Kasha on the Pnei Yeshua, he's asking that the Seif Bia you should not say, come later, they're out of the neck. So that they're arguing really in how to look at the case of the Yerushalmi. Well, that would be the same thing in the Gemara. If someone's drinking five reviyas, and he's constantly giving hasra as he drinks, what would be the din? So, according to Rashi, it's only b'chayim. Seems like the kivag is b'chayim. He gave a new hasra, ben tzabiyah. He could even have a chitimsa with seif bia without chilas bia. Chilas bia was without hasra. A seif bia was with hasra. So, seif bia is a separate So, what? So this is the way that Rabbi Chanan explains. I think it's the easier way to understand the machlokes between Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva Eger. That this is what they're arguing. They're arguing how to look at it. Now it's a little more involved than this. Now, I'll try to explain to you why it's a little more involved. And it has to do with understanding the Yerushalmi. So let's put on the side for a minute the Machlokes Bnei Shur Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which I think we certainly can understand now, the way Rabbi Yochanan explains it. It's a very glossed explanation. It's not complicated. That's fine. Shad in the Yerushalmi. Let's make believe we're learning the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, someone burns down a Gadish, so why affect the Yerushalmi? Why don't we say that on the first Shibaylas, he's Chayav Misa, and the second Shibaylas, he has to pay? And the Yerushalmi, he has to pay Shibaylas, but Shibaylas, he's Chayav. There's a way to understand Yerushalmi that the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kivega don't mention. And that is, the Muki Yosef that I explained to you last week, Mukiyaita says, Ishay Mishum Chitzai. And when the Gemara says, Ishay Mishum Chitzai, that when you light a fire, everything that that fire burns down is considered, that fire burns is considered your night. Ishay Mishum Chitzai, the Ish is like your arrow, just like if I shoot an arrow, whatever happens later, whatever it does in its path, is my night. If I light a fire, anything that happens because I lit that fire is considered Mishum Chitzai, considered my night. Mukiyasev said, as I mentioned again to you last week, that if you light candles there on Shabbos, even though the candles are burning on Shabbos, how are the candles allowed to burn on Shabbos? The Ishay Mishum Chitzai is considered your Ma'aser. Mukiyasev asked that when you light the candles there on Shabbos, they burn into Shabbos, Chil Shabbos, it's your Ma'aser. Mukiyasev answered that what? It's Taki your Ma'aser. But you did it all when? You did it all in the first second. You did it all in the very beginning. That's how the Mukiyaisis explains the Ishay Mishum Chitzai. Everything it does, you did. When did you do it? In the first second. Let's say somebody lights a fire, and it burns down his neighbor's field, and then it continues, it burns down the next field. It burns down two fields, one fire. So now they come to ask him to pay. What? All the first night. Let's say they come to tell him to pay. He says, I don't have money. I go to my mishubad. So they go to his mishubad. Does the first field have an earlier shiva than the second field? Let's see. If I borrow money from one person in the morning, the second person in the afternoon, the person in the morning has an earlier tviya. His shiva is first. If I burn down two fields, I light one fire in the first two fields, kaseder, first the closer field and the further field. So would you say in such a case that the closer field has an earlier shibud on my mom? Well, Hashit, you would say, yes, the closer field you have to pay earlier, and the later field later. However, later the Mukhi Yisuf is not so. Because all the fields, you burnt down all the fields when you lit the fire. What happened later, everything that burnt down is part of that original Ma'aser. So it's all Mishubit Mishar Rishayna. It's all Mishubit from the time that you lit the fire. It wasn't the glory that you're Mishub until we saw what the consequences were. But it all is part of the original mind. Now, if you learn the Mukiyasis Svara of Isha Mishun Chita, which is a well-known Svara, then, Shadim Yerushalmi, and this is the way the Stifler learns, and the Yecheskel learns, the Yerushalmi. What does it mean call Shibaylas to Shibaylas? Is Chayav Misa. Not the way the Pnei Yeshua understood. That your original Misa, that we break up Tchilas Bia and Saif Bia. There's Tchilas Bia, there's Saif Bia, and we break it up into each one is a Chayav Misa. No, could be Tchilas Bia is one Misa, Saif Bia is another Misa. Could be that maybe we don't say call Shibaylas to Shibaylas. By lighting a fire, it's different because when you light a fire, kol shibaylas v'shibaylas is the same maisa. Even though one shibaylas burned first and another shibaylas burned later, it's all your first maisa of lighting the Gadish. Since it's all your first maisa of lighting the Gadish, so therefore we say kam levi d'rabbi nehan every shibaylas. Well, why? Because it's all your first maisa of burning down the Gadish. It's all included in the act of lighting the fire. So that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Yerushalmi is saying that when you first light a fire, and you're going to burn down the whole Gadish, every Shibaylas is part of the same exact Maisa, If it's all part of one ma'aser, of course you say kavod. It's one ma'aser which is mechayev yisim, mechayev yomamim. That is the Yerushalmi. If that's the Yerushalmi, then why, what's going on? Then the Peshua wouldn't start. But then the Yerushalmi only makes sense where it's similar to lighting a fire, where you did one ma'aser and a bunch of things happened. You can't compare it to Tchilas Bi and Saif Bi. Tchilas Bi and Saif Bi are two Maisim. First and first did a Tchilas Bi, and then he went and did a Saif Bi. It's two Maisim. So the whole Pnei Yeshua, who compares the Yerushalmi to Tchilas Bi and Saif Bi, if we understand the Yerushalmi, like the Nebuchi Yisim, that it's all part of his first Maisim, then the Pnei Yeshua doesn't begin. The Pnei Yeshua doesn't start. What? Nazir also is not like the Yerushalmi. It's like Nazir, he kept on drinking. So you can't compare it to the Yerushalmi. And the same thing with shechting. I mentioned yesterday, shechting an animal. You shecht to simanim of the animal. You can't, it's nothing to do with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is talking, we did one mice, then you had two consequences. In the case of the fire, you're 100% right. However, the Nakamina is the Yerushalmi talking dark in such a case where it was one mice and he can't split it? Or, they sure say, it's not dark in such a case. It's a case where even you did many mice, and half of the Yerushalmi's case is one mice. If you don't know it's Mukiyaisis, so then you would say Yerushalmi is not dark in such a case. But if you learn that the Yerushalmi liked the Mukiyaisis, then the whole Pnei Yeshua falls away, because then it's Taka Dafka, where it's one mice in the beginning. Now, the reason this is important, but this understanding of Yerushalmi, is because there's another case in Yerushalmi. There's a case in Yerushalmi where a man puts a muzzle on his animal, and then he takes it to thresh. Right? There's an Isser Dairaisa Loi Saksam Sharbadisha. Loisaksam Sharbadishai, Yochayiv, Malchus for muzzling your shar while it threshes. Let's say I borrow your shar. I borrow it, I tell you, I'd like to thresh with your shar. I rent your shar. I take it to thresh. If I muzzled my shar, then there should be a chi of mammon too. Because I'm stealing from you. You have a right that your animal should eat supper while it works. The Torah gave a right that an animal should eat while it works. Now, if it's my own animal, it's not mammon. All I'm doing is muzzling it and it's eating. If it's your animal, now when I muzzle it, I'm doing two things, malchus and mammon. I'm muzzling the animal, which is an issa malchus, and it's eating and stealing your right to eat the grain. You have a right to that your shor should eat. I'm stealing it. I'm doing malchus and mammon. So there also the Yerushalmi says, let's split it. He's either like Saksun Sharbadishai in the first thresh, the first dash, the first time of threshing. So on that it should be part of the money. But the rest of the threshing, maybe you should already be the chayiv mamon. The malchus is the first threshing, and then the rest of it he should have to pay. Yerushalmi answers exactly the same thing. Just like it says, "Al kol shibaylas v'shibaylas yechayiv," it says also, "Al kol chasima v'chasima yechayiv." And the chasima means every dosh v'chasima, every threshing muzzle yechayiv separately. So the Yerushalmi says exactly what it says, "Al kol shibaylas v'shibaylas." In the case of burning down a gadish, it says it also in the case of muzzling the shark. That is only Yerushalmi. One minute. The Rav Chaim Isaac asks, 1 minute. What was the whole Rebbe Akiva Eiger? Well, where was Rebbe Akiva Eiger's side? That Yerushalmi is only by Din Misa, not by Mammon. It's not by Malchus. Right? That was the side of Rebbe Akiva Eiger from yesterday. That the whole Yerushalmi is only by Misa, like burning a Gadash and Shabbos, and not by Malchus. What are you talking about? Yerushalmi Beferish talks about Malkus. It talks about Muslim Yashar also. I've heard Rabbi Akiva say that Yerushalmi is Nafka by Misa, by a case of Misa and Mamun. But Malkus and Mamun, Yerushalmi doesn't apply. Yerushalmi is Beferish talking by Malkus too, like Rasha Shabbatisha is Malkus. However, and maybe this is what the disciple needs to say to answer, that if you learn, like in the Mukhi Yisif, then in a case of Sa'af Kasima, it's the same as lighting a fire. You did one Maisa, when you light a fire, you do one Maisa, and there are a lot of consequences of Maisa. It keeps on burning. When Sa'af Sharbidisha, you did one Maisa. You muzzled the shar and pushed it into the threshing floor. Everything that happens later is a consequence of that first nice aveira. The first nice aveira now has a bunch of consequences that happen by themselves. So signed by Eish, signed by Leisachs and Sharbidishai, it's one nice, which just continues to a bunch of aveiras. So there's a kidei will be miser that we say, come, let me the rabbi, and everything. Because it's all one nice aveira, you can't split it. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger will be miser because of the Mukhi Yisus Svara. Why is the Mukhi Yisus Svara? That everything that burns is part of the first nice. Here also, everything that it threshes is all part of the first nice of the muzzling and threshing. If it's all part of the first nice, so it's all one nice, of course we say, come by the Rabbi. Rabbi Akiva Eiger will be miser. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is only arguing with the Pnei Yeshua. By Tchilas Bia B'Seif Bia, where it's two Maisim, so here we have a Machlaikis. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Pnei Yeshua. But it's not a Kasha from Leisachsim, because Leisachsim is, like in Mukhi Yisif, where it's one Maisa, which has many consequences. But they will certainly say, come like the Rabbi. Now, basically, this is the discussion that around the Yerushalmi, and obviously if you go to Mukhi Yisif, it has many applications. Now I asked you the other week, you stab someone and you rip his suit and you kill him, do you say Kablai Dirabi? So everybody here felt that you should say Kablai. And I don't understand it that way. I understand you don't say kamlay because you rip the suit first, and you stick a knife into someone. First the person's suit rips, and a split second later, his body gets damaged. It happens a split second apart. It's similar to tchilas bia and saif bia. But tchilas bia is a split second away from saif bia, and nevertheless, they're two separate looking at separate. But this I'll be made to you, that if you shoot an arrow, and the arrow kills someone, rips the suit and kills the person, there I'll be made to that Vadai will say, come maybe the rabbi. Because there, it's all one maisa. There it's all one long maisa of my shooting. It's like I light a fire. Everything that happens is my lighting. If someone shoots an arrow, whatever happens with that arrow on the way is all part of one night of shooting it. So just like the fire burns two fields, it happens simultaneously, and it happened one and then the other. But Megabe him, he did it all at the same night of lighting the fire. So I think someone shoots an arrow, he is ripping the suit and killing the person the same second. So happening the same
second.
As long as it's all the consequence of his shooting the arrow, it'll all be traced back to his life. And this all is because of this Mukhi Yisif's understanding, which is probably the correct Pshat in Yerushalmi, not say correct, but the disciple learns this way, this Pshat in Yerushalmi, that in the case we alight in the beginning, it's all considered your life. What caused Mukhi Yisif to say it? Well, his hekrach is, how do you light a candle Erev Shabbos? We know you light an Erev Shabbos. So how do you light Neiru Shabbos if it's your Maisa continuously? That's his hechrif. But, you know, the kasha doesn't make the teretz. He held that way off his Torah anyway. It's logical that whatever happens afterwards is a consequence of my original lighting. It's all in the Maisa of lighting. It's not fair to say that because Mugir Sabbatic had a kasha, he said this teretz is up. If he wouldn't have held this teretz is true off his Torah, I don't think he would have said it. It's not going to stab her. Yishem Yishem Chit said that. I did it all at the time I left. That's different. That's Mamina. Animals in Achita is Mamina, right? Your question is a comparison of muddling. It's also one night. It seems to me something that is that a shot, the chetz went away from it. One night, the end of the night is inevitable. Nothing I can do to stop it. The halacha doesn't change, even if you could stop it. So you could stop it. I say you could stop it. You have water, you could put out the fire. It's not going to change the halacha. The fact that you could stop it doesn't change. Okay. Let's go now into Ula's Chiddush. Omar Ula. Boy Kasha. Get back to the Gemara. Right, the Gemara is asking on the Mishnah, why do you pay Knas by Achaisai? I am man who's by Achaisai is Chayiv Malkus. And come in Rabbi Day, you don't say Malkus and Teshlumi together. Amarula like Asher. Kamba Chayse Nara, Kamba Chayse Begara. What's the difference? Aya Chayse Nara. Which one's which? Which one pays and which one gets Malkus? Aya Chayse Nara. Rashi said, Yika Knas. This is really Mamayna Mashallah. All right, so Aya Chayse Nara is both. It's Malkus and Mamin. So therefore, you only give which one? Only give which one? You only give knas. You only give mammon. This is all the chiddush. It's malchus and mammon by chayse nara, and when it's malchus and mammon, you only give mammon. That's in a nutshell the chiddush. Can by chayse begeris. Chayse begeris is easy. Chayse begeris is no knas. So in meila, you get malchus. In fact, the Umar Chayse Begeris Nami Yoyika Baishas Upgam. It's talking about Knaas. But a man is Ma'anis. He has to pay Baishas Upgam to anybody. And the Umar be Shaita. He's Ma'anis. A Shaita, there's no Baishas. There's no Baishas. Boika Tzara, I, of course, are paying. The Mephusa. She agreed. So when do you pay a Knaas? If she agreed. So you put it from Tzara. And so then you get Malkus. So we're talking about a Begeris. Who's a shaita who you are mefata? There's no tzar, no baisha begam, there's no knas. That's the only time you get malchus. And hashadas tzlachi afel temachaisi nara. Yisaima mefata. If you have a nara, now why does she have to be yisaima? That's true. It doesn't have to be a shaita mefata. Mefata is pata from baisha begam too. Okay, good. Could a shaita be a mafuta? No, pita ketanayna, right? Pita shaita. Hasha da asas lahachi, afila tema chaisinar, be yisayma mafuta. Why yisayma? Because if she's not a yisayma, the father gets the money. She can't be maichel. But being that she's a yisayma, she gets the money. Umafuta. So if she agreed to it, so once she agreed to it, there's no knas. So here we have a chiddush in the Gemara. That a Yisayma Mefuta, if you're Ma'anis, of course she pays, but Mefuta, then there's no payment to the woman. A Yisayma U Mefuta. So this Gemara was used to explain Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah said that the Mishnah is talking by Ma'anis. Our Mishnah, El Naris, is talking about Ma'anis, a woman. Talking about manis. Why do you say the Mishnah Ba'anis? It will narish Yeshlon Kanas. What's Yeshlon Kanas? Which Kanas? Oinis or Mephatis? Why does Rashi say only Oinis? The Yeshua answers, because our Mishnah has a case of a woman who's Megayer. If she's a Giyayer, she has no father. She's like the assignment. If she has no father, she doesn't get, if she's a Mephatis, she doesn't get money. So our Mishnah must be talking about Ma'anis. It can't be talking about Mephatis. Because by Mephatis, you can't have the case of a Giyayer. The Giyayer doesn't get Kanaan. Al-Kapanim, Zakti Gemara, Al-Makasava Ula, Kalecha Di'ika Mamin Umalkis, Mamayna Mishalim, Milka Lailaki, Minalei Le'ulaha. Okay, so what's Ula's Kiddush? That if there's Mamin and Malkis in the same case, so the thing that you give is Mamin. Which is worse, Mamin or Malkis? Malkis is worse than Mamin? Which is the which of the Chametic Einish? Mamin or Malkis? Huh? Ula saying Mamin. You can learn Ula two ways. You can learn Ula saying Mamin is worse, you give him Mamin. Or Mamin is cow, and you give him the cow. Make one two ways. So we're going to see. The Gemara is actually going to be mistaken what Ula means. Does Ula mean that Malkus is more chamor, and that's why you give him? Does he mean Mamin is more chamor, that's why you give him Mamin? Or does he mean Malkus is more chamor, and that's why you give the more cow? So the Gemara, the next line, let's see the Gemara. Amak sabul a chaychid yikam Mamin amak mayna misham lukul aylaki minalei lula ha gamar mechaybal bechaver. So you always, this is not what the way we're accustomed to thinking. Mamin and Malkus, we're accustomed to thinking you get Malkus. Well, it says no. Mamin and Malkus, you pay Mamin. I will ask Malach Hevel b'chaveira shechai b'chamisha dvarim. I feel percha, maybe Hevel is different, you chai b'chamisha dvarim. The imam mina lakula. What does it mean? The imam mina lakula. It means that if you're going to say ula ha, mamin is lakula, and you give them all kula, they can learn. She came with the machlali the bezin. What that means tomorrow. But the Gemara has two ways to understand ula. Either ula ha, mamin is worse than malchus, and you give them all chamer, they can learn. Or ula ha, mamin is more kal than malchus, and you give it to more kula. So the Mepharshim will jump here to try to understand how you could have a suffix which is more chamor, Malkus or Mamin. What's worse? To have to pay money or to have to get Malkus? So what is the Svara? What? That's a price. So which, objectively, best necessary, what's worse, Malkus or Mamin? What would you say? Svara. Huh? Think Malkus is worse? Why would you say Alpi Svara? It seems the Mepharshim seem to understand Alpi Svara that Malkus is worse than Mamin. That if you have a choice between having to pay or getting Malkus, most people would rather pay. Malkus is worse than Malkus. Because the Dina Shemayim still have to, the Tfisa will still help. So therefore, Malkus is Mohammer, because that's the way we look at it though. Because really, if you give a person Mamin, he's still Chayav Malkus, Dina Shemayim too. But no one's going to do it. Yeah, I hear the way you're looking at it, okay. But Akapadim, the Mepharshim deal. Now, I don't fully understand it. I mean, there are people who go into a boxing ring, you know, they're going to make $1 million. Everyone makes $1 million. You know, some people make $10,000. And they go into a boxing ring and they get all beat up, you know, because they want to make some money. These people apparently hold that that Mammon is, that Mammon is more than Malchus, no? Unless they're strange people and that's not considered normal. Huh? No? People have jobs where they endure pain, no? There are people who have jobs where it involves physical pain. And they do a hard job because they want to get money. I don't know. No. If you ask me what's worth more, Mammon or Malchus, I would say, depends how much money. No? For the right amount of money, a person would endure Malchus. Everybody has his price. No? 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 Don't you think so? I mean, everyone will agree that a Shavu Pruta or Malchus, Malchus is worth. But there's something, a certain amount of money where money is worth. However, Lamaisa, the Mepharshim asked on this Gemara, how could you have a tzad that Mammon is more chomer than Malchus? Let's say you're chayvul with someone a Shavu Pruta. So you have to pay him a Shavu Pruta or get Malchus. So Avada, everyone will say that Malchus is more common. He's going to say Mammon is more common. So how could the Gemara be mistook if which one is more common? If Malchus is more common or Mammon is more common? What kind of topic is there? How could it be a topic? Miches Chinuch, in the beginning of Mitzvah Mem Tes, brings a Rambam. The Rambam paskins, and we're going to see this from our Gemara, that if you're chayvul b'chaveray, if you're mazik someone less than shava pruta, you're chayiv malchus. If you're chayvul b'chaveray a shava pruta, then you're pater for malchus. You only have to pay mamon. You pay a pruta. It's an important thing to know. If you ever chayvul b'chaveray, you have to make sure to do a pruta. If you do half a pruta damage, then you're going to be chayv malchus. Nobody wants to be chayv malchus. So the Rambam says, you chayvul b'chaveira pachas b'shava pruta, you get malchus. Why? Because there's no mammon. If you chayvul b'chaveira shava pruta, so then you pay and you're pater for malchus. Chayvul b'chaveira is mishalim v'loy lochi, like it says in the Gemara. Then the Rambam says, if you chayvul b'chaveira v'yayim ha'kipurim, if you chayvul somebody on Yom Kippur. What's the Einish for Yom Kippur? What the Einish is? Karis B'dei Shemayim, but in Bezin it's Malchus. Yechayvul B'chaveira, on Yom Kippur you pay and you don't get Malchus. That's what the Rambam has. You pay, you don't get Malchus. So the question is, what do you mean you pay and you don't get Malchus? We paskin, that Malchus is worse than Mammon. We paskin, not like Lulek or B'yechanan, that we're going to have, that Malchus is worse than Mammon. So Malchus is worse than Mammon, why does the Rambam say, you pay, you don't get Malchus. So must be. And the Hafloi says, the Rambam holds, money is worse than Malchus. But the Mechassidah says that we don't pass it that way. What's Hafloi talking about? Money is worse than Malchus. The Minchas Chinuch has a beautiful einfall, a nice thought about how to explain this shine. He says, Be'etzem avada, Malchus is worse than Mammon. You have a choice to pay a pruta or to get avada, Malchus is worse than Mammon. However, there are chiyuvei karis, which are also chiyuvei Malchus. As a matter of fact, almost all things that are chayiv karis are also chayiv malchus. And we have a rule. Chiyuvei krisos shelaku peturin midei krisos. If someone does malach on Yom Kippur and he gets malchus for that, he's not chayiv karis. The Baruch Shalom doesn't punish him karis. If he got malchus in Beis Din, he's off the hook for the karis. So it's a pretty good deal then. People would rather get the malchus is less chamer than karis. So chiyuvei krisos shelaku, they're pasur from karis. Look at Minchas Chinuch. If you ask me what's worse, money or malchus, avada, malchus is worse than money. But Mechiyume Krisus, the Shaila is, what's worse? Malkus or Karis and Mammon? Here the question is, if you get Malkus, there's no Karis, because Malkus passes you from Karis. If you have Mammon, then it's Mammon and Karis together. Now, which is more chamor? Mammon and Karis or Malkus? Now, Mammon is more chamor, because Mammon comes with Karis. You're potter from Karis, the Shemayim, they can do whatever they like. Torah and Karis. Torah and Karis. Pull it kaparo, minus kanina. In Shemayim, it doesn't work with kamei dami. So karis is not kamei. Malkus, we do say kamei. The question is, Malkus is a kaparo. Why do you say kamei? We have a hundred answers in the beginning of the parish. But, Because Sarkis is an Einish and you don't get Karis. Rabbi Chanan is bothered by this Kasha, that's not Kapara. This is a parrot. We talked about Kapara. But Lamaite is not. You take a look. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I'm sure it would be a clue. You want to say there are two dinim of Malkus. The Malkus has a Kapara, Malkus is not a Kapara. You want to make Shiluk in it.
Why would we take away the carbon
first?
The kapara. Bobby wants the kapara.
Yeah. Carbon or
not? No, carbon. I'm saying, what's the point? He wants the kapara. Yes, the guy. You want to take the market and not have to deal with carbon.
Of course, but that's the whole point of the Mephistinah. We don't give him his choice. We do the opposite of his choice.
Well, why do we give him the carbon?
Because we give him the Mohammedic one. We always give the Mohammed.
I'm saying, what? The Gemara and Mark says that we give him the carbon because he wants the carbon. He wants the kapara.
And then give him out. Person has no right to give to Rishis. Person has no right to give to Rishai. That's not Malkus. Person hits him, it's not going to be Malkus. Malkus shall like it in, it's not Malkus. He's still the tshuva if he really is interested in the Pakistan card. But you hear the Mechassinah Chav. The Mechassinah says that Avada Malkus is worse than Mammon. It's worse. And we pass in Malkus and Mammon, Milky Lucky. However, when you have a Malkus which passes you from Karis, and the choice is Malkus and no Karis, or Mammon plus Karis, then the Mammon is more common than the Malkus. Then we give the Mammon and not the Malkus. Mimela, Dr. Mechaskinach, is very meduyic. That if you look in the Rambam said, Achvaybul bechaveirai, v'yayim akipurim, he has to pay. He doesn't say Achvaybul bechaveirai v'yamtis. You have to pay. Because the Chayvul Chaver and Yom Kippur, that's a Malkus Yesh Bekaris. So the Mammon is Mochamor, and we give him Mammon and Karis rather than Malkus. However, Yom Tif is a Malkus Yesh Bekaris. There's no Karis on Yom Tif. Yom Tif is plain Malkus. So on Yom Tif, we give him Malkus. He's part of the pay. This is the Mitzvahskin of Einfallen to explain the Rambam. Mimela. The Mechassinah comes to our Gemara. Comes out. Now, what's worse, bad or Malkus? Our Gemara, we have a Machlokes Ula and Rabbi Yechonon. We didn't learn Rabbi Yechonon yet. But Ula, who's here in the Amid Aleph, holds Mammon is worse. Why does he hold Mammon is worse? Ula. The Rambam passes like Rav Yechon. The Malkus is worse than Mammon, except by Mammon Sheyesh Bekar. He passes like Rav Yechon. Ula, what does Ula hold? How could Ula hold Mammon is worse than Malkus? Even by Ein Bekar. He always holds Mammon is worse. So what we have to do to understand Ula is that Ula holds that every Aveira has some Shemayim Dika Einish. Every time you do an Aveira, Shemayim, is some chumrah. The Torah didn't say exactly what it is, but a person does an aveira, we know he's punishing Shemayim. A person does the Isra say. So the Torah didn't tell us what his punishment is, but there's some punishment in Shemayim. Ula holds that Mammon is always more chumrah than Malkus, Because Malchus punishes from any Ayin Shamayim. Meshekei Mammon doesn't punish from an Ayin Shamayim. That's why Ula holds Mammon is always worse than Malchus. Rabbi Yechanan, who we're going to have, holds no. Only by Karis he says such a Svarah, and not by everything else. The Mela, that shot in our Gemara, that Mammon is more Chamer than Malchus, according to the Shita of the Mishnah, because of this Svarah, that Mammon doesn't pass you from an Ayin Shamayim, and therefore that's the Chaymer of the Mammon. Other Einshim are less serious than Karis. And therefore, if Malchus passes from Karis, then it would certainly pass her from the other Einshim Shemai. But, well, I'm not giving you an Einish when I didn't try to pass you when I did. Right? The pattern. Shemayim, we can't prove that this is correct, but it would explain Ula. If you assume that there are the other Einshim Shemayim are part of Malchus, that would explain. This is the Mechasinus explanation of Ula. Which avoids the shayla. What's worse, Malchus or Mammon? No, Malchus is worse. But because Mammon has something else, that's why it's worse. There's another pshat in the sugya. That's the Chazaynish's mahalach in this Gemara. Chazaynish is in Eben Ezer Kufamid Hay, Oisvav. That the nidain in our Gemara isn't what's worse. Worse to get beat up, it's worse to get to lose money. That's not the need. The need is alam disha shayla. We're talking about a mazik and a nizik. Someone's mazik, someone else. The Torah says pay. The Torah says malchus. The Torah says that we'd rather do mammon than malchus. The shaila of Mammon and Malchus is, how should we look at it? Should we look at it at what's more painful to the person who did the Aveira? If you look at it, that's more what's more painful to the person that did the Aveira, then you're 100% right. More painful to the person who did the Aveira is Malchus. Malchus is more common. But Ula holds, why do you look at it that way? Mammon has a maima. That it's Matthias the Nizik. It's Matthias the Nizik. The Nizik gets compensation. Or even by Einus Umafate. Also, there's a girl that was damaged. You're Matthias her. The tzad that Mammon is more chamor, it's not that Mammon is more painful to the person who did the Aveira. No, Malchus is more painful. But the tzad that Mammon chamor means that Bezer should choose Mammon. Is what should Bezdin choose in punishing? Should Bezdin rather look at the Yisurim of the Avarian? The whole Malchus is more chamor, it's because Bezdin looks at punishment. Or should Bezdin take into account the pious of the person who is genizik? Ula holds that you have to take into account the fact that you have to be Matthias the Nizik. And if you take into account the fact that you're Matthias the Nizik, then Mammon is the Einish of choice. It's the one you would choose. Because I'd rather be Matthias than Nizik. And if you look at Taisvis, Imamayna Kulahu, the short Taisvis, Imamayna Kulahu, there's a tzad in the Gemara that Mammon is more kal than Malchus, you still give Mammon. Vim Taimer is Gure Yiskar, Shadida Bekala, Dochi Parapak and the Serafim, Gad Mishachai Shnei Nisus, does it make sense to give the more Kulah the Kawan? Yesh Laimer. Shani Hacha the Chas Rachmana Mamayna Shal Nichbal. That's different here. We have Rachmanis on the moment of the Nichbal, on the moment of the one who lost. What does that mean? That means that we take into account Mamayna Shal Nichbal. So, but therefore, this is the Svara. The Svara to choose Mamin is to look at the person who took a loss and to go with that person. Akapanim, these are the two ways to learn, either Mechaschinas Mahalach or the Chayvinish's Mahalach. And tomorrow, Yitzhashem, we'll finish the Yom, we'll talk about the Yom of Chayvul B'Chaveret.